Now, when you think of hemp, what comes to mind? Cloth bags, health food, or thermally efficient building materials? That last one probably doesn't, but it should, as hempcrete is one of the most effective building products for maintaining comfortable indoor temperatures without air conditioning or heating. And with our climate change status being upgraded to a climate emergency, we need to start looking in every angle for reducing our carbon footprints. Well, Clara Morozecki, Managing Director of the Australian Hemp Masonry, joins us this morning to discuss hempcrete. Clara, are you there?
I am.
Ah, okay. Here you are. We got you on the line. So, Clara, what exactly is hempcrete?
Well, hempcrete is a building material that can be used for walling or it can be used for subfloor and roofing insulation. But essentially, it's a composite of the inner woody fibre of a hemp stem. So what we call the herd in Australia. Overseas, they refer to it as the shiv sometimes. And that is combined with a lime-based binder generally, and then that's what you build your walls out of, or as I say, it can be used for subfloor and roofing insulation. But essentially, it's lots and lots of carbon that is locked up in buildings.
Mm. And so what would you say are the main benefits of building with hempcrete?
Well, really, thermal performance has to come out front, because that is really a critical issue. So we've got a massive footprint from our building sector at the moment, so our homes, and, you know, commercial building as well. So if you can get thermal efficiency, that's a fantastic thing. And hemp is quite extraordinary thermally, so it's really high in insulative capacity. It works as light thermal mass, and it also has quite a peculiar characteristic in that it draws moisture from the atmosphere, so you don't have moulds in hemp buildings. And humidity and moulds are a major problem in Australian buildings, you know, in a lot of areas of Australia. Mm. So to actually get thermal comfort where you've got all of those things operating at once means that you've got a really, really effective building and a very comfortable building to be inside.
Sure. And so how long would you say people have been building with hemp?
Well, it's an ancient building technique. Mm. And then it came back into modern use probably in the 1980s in France. And then we began researching materials around 2000 here, around the same time as the UK industry was getting started. And we've got builds now that have been up in Australia for 10 years.
Wow.
So the expected durability is very long with hemp building materials. I mean, the outside example we have is of a hemp museum in Japan that's 300 years old.
Oh, wow.
But essentially it's a material that becomes stronger with time, drawing in carbon dioxide as it's curing, and then forms a masonry material, which is why we call ourselves Australian Hemp Masonry.
Mm.
Because it's actually, people kind of think that what they're going to have is a fibre-feeling building, but in fact there's a chemical reaction that happens and it turns into a masonry material. I didn't mention acoustically, it performs really, really well acoustically. And there are obviously huge benefits associated with not having those moulds that I mentioned earlier.
No thanks to
moulds. Because moulds are responsible for a lot of allergies.
Of course.
So all in all, good indoor air quality, fantastic thermal performance and good acoustic performance. And locking up carbon.
Wow.
I mean, that last one is probably the most important one in a way, because it's a very real way of addressing and reducing emissions.
Completely.
The whole process.
It all sounds too good to be true, but that does sound fantastic. And you do have a hempcrete workshop coming up in Marrickville at the end of July. What does that entail?
Well, it's a two-day workshop. We've run a number of them there at Addison Road Community Centre.
Mm.
And it's a two-day workshop from 8:30 till 4:30 on each day. You learn how to mix hemp, how to build with hemp, and have the opportunity to talk with a builder, to learn about, you know, what are the peculiarities of design. We also back up, so if somebody comes along and does a workshop, whether they're a builder or an owner builder or a building designer, we support those people with a lot of information when it comes to actually doing their project. But it's a really hands-on focused, because it is a different mix and a different technique of building. It's really hands-on focused two-day workshop, and you learn all of the aspects of curing, managing mixes, and managing the material during your build, as well as detailing and things like that. How do you design for hemp? What is there that's different about it to other building materials?
Right. So would you say that it's kind of, you're at the stage where you're just educating builders now, and do you see it being rolled out more commercially?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt that it will be rolled out commercially. Our goal is very much to mainstream hemp as a building material, which is why we did research at New South Wales Uni to develop an Australian building hemp building material. And I guess my background is in sustainability management, and so it's very much something that we would like to see rolled out in the mainstream, and our education is sort of targeted in that direction. So yes, at the moment we are rolling out training and making it available for builders and for owner builders. For owner builders, it really creates the opportunity for building yourself an affordable, thermally efficient home. And for builders, yes, look, it provides a lot of answers. It's a lighter building material than most. It's a non-toxic material. The lightness is quite significant for the building industry. And yes, we need to move towards carbon neutral housing. So the intention very much is to mainstream hemp construction.
Well, Clara, it all sounds fantastic. And I want to thank you for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks very much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Clara. Have a good day. Okay.